Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
No one is more dialed into the world of football than ESPN's Chris Mortensen. It's time for the Mort Report, presented by Hamul Casino with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
And we welcome ESPN's Chris Mortensen back to Ben and Woods. Mort, it is good to have you. We got Thursday Night Football tonight, and could be the final time Tom Brady ever goes up against the New York Giants. And, you know, some history there. I mean, kind of a not insignificant part of NFL history, Tom Brady and the Giants. Now, no one thinks this is going to be a great game, but still kind of significant. What do you think?
Well, it's significant to Bill Belichick because he spent so many years with the New York Giants, as an assistant coach and eventually the defensive coordinator under Bill Parcells, you know, winning a couple Super Bowls. And it was always interesting that he did not succeed Parcells as the head coach there. Ray Hanley, the running back coach, did. And there was some sentiment within the Giants organization that, you know, Belichick maybe didn't have the people skills they wanted in a head coach. But at the same time, they all look back pretty fondly on his tenure there. And I think that Bill especially, you know, knowing that Bill's obviously very deeply connected to history and football history and appreciates it. And we actually saw that Parcells Belichick, the two Bills special that ESPN did, and you saw that emotions there. And so I think that, and we've heard Belichick speak this week. So yeah, I think it is very special, but most of all to Bill Belichick. And as he goes this, in fact, I'll add one more thing. If things had gone a little bit, you know, just say he had had a couple of years where you were questioning whether Belichick was going to be the long-term Patriots coach. This is after he won Super Bowls. I think the Giants might have revisited that, and I think that there were kind of an undercurrent of, man, Belichick, maybe he finishes his career in New York coaching the Giants, but obviously right now that's not coming true.
Another really funny and interesting connection, Mort, about tonight's game. Daniel Jones, starting quarterback for the New York Giants, remembers his first memory of Tom Brady. He was six yep. years old, and he watched Tom Brady beat his beloved Carolina Panthers. Yeah, at 6 years old, and here they are going to duel it out tonight. The longevity that Belichick and Brady have you know, experienced and I guess treated us all to has been pretty remarkable. What has been your assessment of Tom Brady's play this year?
I think he's working through. I mean, listen, he's grinding through, typical Tom Brady, a lot of challenges. I mean, you know, from losing the left tackle to, you know, your tight end situation to all the wide receiver stuff, especially with Antonio Brown coming in. I can tell you the week of Antonio Brown in practice was pretty stimulating to everybody within the Patriots team, including Tom Brady, and then to have that taken away, you know, injuries to the running backs. And so he's just trying to survive. I mean, if you watched last week's game, he's just trying to survive until they can kind of get it together. And they won't get it together on offense. I mean, the defense is, as Teddy Bruschi, as Bill Belichick once called Teddy Bruschi the perfect Patriot. Bruschi, from the start of the season, has said this is one of the best and maybe the best Patriots defense he has ever seen. And their defenses in the early 2000s were terrific. In fact, kind of nurtured Tom Brady through those early years until he became what we consider the greatest quarterback to ever play.
Mort, let's head over to the West Coast. Do you think this is a lost season for the Los Angeles Chargers? Now, 2-3, schedule gets a lot tougher coming up over the next couple of months, and they're just decimated by injuries. Do you see a scenario where they could come back now that they've lost offensive linemen? Hunter Henry still out.
Right.
Obviously, you know, there's a number of setbacks they've had. Derwin James, first and foremost. Is this a lost season, or do you still see hope there?
No, I still see hope. I mean, I've always been careful to count out teams, and I realize that everybody gets adversity. It's whether they can kind of weather a little bit of the storm, you know, steal a win, if you want to call it stealing, but usually you earn your victories. As they get, I mean, Derwin James, we think may be coming back, right, at some point?
Maybe at the end of the season, but
yeah,
I don't think that's a guarantee.
Yeah, it's nothing guaranteed there. But when you got Phillip Rivers at quarterback, and in the way Phillip's kind of going through the stretch where you could see he's trying to carry the team, and in the process of doing that, and we've seen this in the past, you know, he's throwing making those mistakes himself. You know, throwing interceptions in the red zone and the end zone is just not something that allows you to win football games. I'm not counting them out, but certainly I understand why people would question whether they are still alive for this year.
We are talking to the great Chris Mortensen. It's our Mort Report. We do it every Thursday at this time here on Ben and Woods. And Mort, you know, the trade deadline in football, definitely, you know, I'm a big baseball fan as well. I love the trade deadline in baseball. The trade deadline in football it just kind of seems to come and go every year. But this year could prove to be interesting. There's a few names out there. What are you hearing, and who do you think are some of the biggest names that may be moved?
I don't know.
That's a great
sometimes,
answer.
Sometimes the right answer is I don't know.
That's true.
I mean, we've talked about Jalen Ramsey long enough now.
Yep.
And Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, has made it clear, we're not trading you. And so, therefore, when an owner says that, until he changes his mind, there's no use talking. I mean, we can talk about it, but he's the one guy that obviously has jumped out. And the NFL, by the way, it's been so much more active on the trade market before we even get to the trade deadline.
Yes.
And that's sometimes why the deadline isn't quite as stimulating as we think. But I have no doubt that there will be a trade or two. And the one that we will probably watch the most is in fact, Jalen Ramsey. But I, you know, if the owner feels that way, and I agree with him. I mean, you do not trade away a player that you drafted who has played to that level of being the fifth pick in the draft as a Pro Bowl, All-Pro type cover corner, and allow him to get his way out of town because he doesn't want to be there anymore. You just can't do that as an organization.
Mort, I am I'm all in for this weekend's matchup between the Rams and the 49ers.
Both, oh, yeah.
I mean, this is a big game for the Rams, especially if they can't really afford to fall further behind the Niners and the Seahawks in the NFC West. And now the news yesterday that Todd Gurley didn't practice because of a thigh contusion seemed to catch Sean McVay. He said kind of caught us all off guard. Because usually he plays through injuries like that. What's your take on Todd Gurley this season, the usage? I mean, sometimes they seem like they're throwing him out there. Other times it looks like they're trying to hold him back. Is that going to be able to keep the Rams and sustain them for the rest of the season the way they're using Gurley?
Well, listen, I mean, I don't think there's, even though Sean didn't quite say it, the old phraseology of load management, which has kind of been an NBA thing, right?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any doubt that because of Gurley's condition, being arthritic or a degenerative knee, that you do some of that. But at the same time, he was being utilized, and game dictates your play calling and your game planning. Look, Malcolm Brown is good back. Darrell Henderson, who they drafted, and we heard Sean McVay say we're going to be using more of him. But the big thing about this game, Elvis, is San Francisco coming out such an impressive win against Cleveland, is all of a sudden they're missing. So Mike McGlinchey, who was their first-round draft pick at tackle a year ago, who's really lived beyond expectations. I mean, he's played really well. He's out now for 4 to 6 weeks. So San Francisco has its own issues. Obviously, the one thing we knew about the 49ers is their defensive front was going to be as good as any in football, especially if Nick Bosa turned out to be worthy of that second pick in the draft. And guess what? He is more than worthy. So this is a heck of a game, and I don't think the Rams understand the urgency to it, but you know, like I say, it's week five?
Six.
Week six. Yeah, season not over yet.
Mort, what are you hearing about the coaching search to replace Jay Gruden in Washington? Kevin O'Connell is a name that I'm certainly intrigued by just because I know Kevin from his time here in San Diego, did some radio with him before he got into coaching. But and then I don't understand. I keep hearing Mike Tomlin's name coming up, and I just can't picture him leaving Pittsburgh for Washington. I guess if the Steelers decided to make a change, he might be interested. What are you hearing in that long-term coaching search?
Yeah, I mean, we know what the Steelers' history is in terms of making, you know, changes. You
know, not many.
Well, all I know is that Chuck Noll retired, as did Bill Cowher. Nobody was fired. And Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season in Pittsburgh. And so, and then, you know, I understand Ed Warder of ESPN here did the reporting on this. And he listen, he worded it like this. That's Dan Snyder's list. Well, if I asked 20 other owners about who would top your list, you know.
How come Bill Belichick's not on there?
Oh, Mike Tomlin would be on a lot of those lists. So Dan Snyder may have his own wish list. Tomlin, you know, the last time they extended Tomlin, rather than 2 years, they did 1 year. But maybe that was at Mike's request. But he's not—he's in a contract for next year. He's not getting fired. You know, if they wanted to work something out, that'd be different. But there are other coaches certainly that they're looking at. And Kevin O'Connell is a very interesting name. He's 34 years old. He's the offensive coordinator, highly thought of in this league. Is he ready? Well, you know, we don't know. We always think. Well, we didn't think Sean McVay was ready. And he's ready. And then all of a sudden, you know, Zach Taylor's in Cincinnati, and a lot of people say, well, he's not ready. And right now he hasn't won a game. So it's hard to tell these things swing. And we're not going to find out anything until after the season anyway.
My nephew, he knows a lot about football. He's only 11, but I know coaches are getting younger and younger. I think he should be considered.
Yeah, give him a shot at least, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's smart. He's a really smart guy.
I'm in young people, but I know some really good veteran coaches who – deserve their shot too. So 11 years old, okay, we'll throw him in the pool.
Throw him in the mix. I mean, what's it going to hurt at this point, especially in Washington?
Well, if you throw him in the pool, he still needs those water wings. So just to be clear.
I'm kidding.
We're talking to Chris Mortensen here on Ben and Woods this morning. The Richard Sherman Baker Mayfield incident it's gone. It's gone by the wayside. But you know, I'm a big Baker Mayfield fan. I am. I love how he's kind of grinded out his career, and you know, it's still he's taking some lumps this year. But do you think when you watch Baker play, do you think that he's got what it takes to be an elite quarterback in the NFL?
Yes. No question. Yeah. And I saw it last year. And listen, this year, this is a team that's undergone a lot of changes. They got an entire new coaching staff that's still kind of getting used to, accustomed to each other. You know, we know the offensive line is a work in progress. The other thing is, I think Trent Dilfer hit on this the other day, and I think he's absolutely right. It looks like Baker's trying to be a superstar as opposed to just playing the game. And I think there's some truth to that. And by the way, Odell Beckham Jr., listen, he wasn't there for a lot of OTAs. He came to one OTA practice, and you think that you don't need practice. You're wrong. I mean, it's just not true. And I will say this: Baker's personality. We saw it in college. If you know his story, you understand why he has a chip on his shoulder. Yep. And I thought he handled this week pretty darn well. And even the joke about, you know, this is one time their film, you know, supports me. Oh, the film supports me again because of all the things we've seen on film, him grabbing his crotch, the planting of the flag. And
running from a cop,
Arkansas getting tackled by a cop, which showed you did not have the speed to get away because he got nailed immediately. But he could take a hit because he was rammed right into a brick wall and got up. You know, I thought that Richard Sherman, I admire that he walked it back and apologized.
Yeah.
I will say this. I'm not real proud of the media. I'm not just talking about Mike Silver because Mike did the story. Mike was only going by something Richard Sherman told him. But I'm talking about everybody, including our network, that just grabbed the story immediately and had 24 hours of commentary until they said, oh, he did shake his hand.
It's the way it works these days, unfortunately.
I mean, who would have thought that it didn't happen, though, the way that Richard Sherman
said.
He was so confident, vehement, that he didn't do it. Yeah, we all got the wool pulled over. Hey, Mort, really appreciate your time. I don't want to let you go without asking you about the Monday Night Football matchup on ESPN, though. Green Bay coming off the big win over Dallas, but I learned earlier this morning, I did not know this, that the Lions have taken four straight from the Packers.
I think the Lions are probably the best under-the-radar team in the NFL right now. I think the Raiders are now on the radar, so I would have said them. But I think the Lions are the best under-the-radar team in the league.
Looking forward to this one, because if Detroit wins, you have some serious chaos in the NFC North.
We're all for chaos, guys.
We're all for chaos. I like chaos. That's Mort's quote of the week. Mort, as always, appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll be watching for you, and then we'll talk to you next Thursday.
You guys do the same.
The Mort Report is presented by Hamul Casino. Come out for Hamul Casino's third anniversary party Saturday, October 12th. They're celebrating with a cake cutting, free samples from the new menu at Love 94, and a $50,000 giveaway. Join the fun at Hamul Casino, Highway 94 to Campo Road.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.